I shall send my angel to march before you, to guard you on the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is the feast of the guardian angels. God's saints, who are now in heaven, they always pray for us. But there are many, many great saints in heaven who say many prayers for all the faithful. But in heaven, each of us has also his very own protector and somebody who prays especially for you always, and that is our guardian angels. And our guardian angel is assigned not only to pray for us, but also to protect us from harm. And the main job of a guardian angel is to watch that not only our bodies are protected, but most of all that our souls are protected, that we would always do good, what is good in God's sight, and do good works, and do everything we possible can to get to heaven after our death. So even though the state of our body and its protection is important, our guardian angel especially wants to see that we have a pure soul. And a guardian angel is such a great protector because he is already in heaven. He sees God. He sees everything which is good and wants you also, children, to get to go to heaven into the same place as he is now. Guardian angels also protect us from bodily harm, and there are lots of stories about how guardian angels have rescued people what seems to be a certain death. Always when somebody comes unexpectedly and rescues you either from very great harm or even from death, you see as your rescuer as the greatest benefactor there ever has been. When I was a child, my favorite book was The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and in that book there was a character named Tin Man who got rusted in the forest while he was chopping wood, and when finally the main character Dorothy came to rescue him, he was so happy that he joined her quest to go to find the wizard. And your benefactor, the one who rescues you, you are usually and you should be in very great depth of gratitude. And I'll tell you one short story about how our guardian angel rescued another woodcutter who was trapped and in the point of certain death. There used to be a long time ago in the Ozark Trails in Arkansas a priest named Father Matthew, who was a Benedictine missionary in the area. He had a very wide area to cover. I myself have visited the Ozarks in Arkansas, and the areas there are very remote and very huge ground to cover with all those hills and mountains and woods. One night, Father Matthew unsaddled his mule and he prepared to sleep under the stars, as he so often did in the mountains, because this night he had no place to stay. But suddenly, Father Matthew noticed a light shining through the trees and thought that a new settler must have arrived, and maybe he could get a place to sleep in the house of that settler. So Father remounted quickly and rode off in the direction of the light to see if he could get a place for night. But he noticed that no matter how far he rode, the light always seemed to be getting away from him. He rode for hours, but still the light kept an even distance in front of him. And it was not until early morning sun was breaking over the hills of the Ozarks that Father Matthew finally came to a cabin. He had ridden 20 miles, but still the light had seemed always about 100 yards ahead of him. that he entered the cabin and heard saw that it was deserted and there was no light inside, but he could hear a low moaning which seemed to come from a neighboring pine grove. He went there, and there Father Matthew found the settler he had been searching for. He was pinned beneath a tree that had veered as he felled it. So Father took a shovel and an axe and freed the pinioned man and brought him back to his cabin. And when he was about to talk, the settler asked the priest how on earth had he had happened to be on this remote trail. And Father Matthew replied, "Your guardian angel came for me." Dear children, you should be very devoted to your own guardian angel. He truly wants what's best of you, what's best for you, even more than your friends or your family members might wish. Your guardian angel sees God, and he wants you to be safe from all harm. He saves you so many times from bodily harm, and if you say your prayers faithfully and are devoted to him, he will save you and show you the sure way to heaven as well, where your soul can be happy forever. Do not forget this great benefactor and your rescuer, the guardian angel, because he always keeps his eye on you and he wants you to do a good thing and correct thing. And when you reach the heaven and you can thank him personally, that will truly be a happy and joyful day, because now you both can rejoice and embrace God's goodness in its fullness and in all its splendid light. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.